For decades, researchers have been trying to bring back an iconic fish to Michigan, the Arctic grayling, without success.
But it seems like this time around, we might have a better chance of succeeding than any of the previous efforts.
More than 50 collaborators across Michigan think that they've finally figured out what makes this fish tick. Interlochen Public Radio's Lexi Krupp has more on why, this time, researchers believe they can finally reintroduce the Arctic grayling.
In an out-of-the-way corner of the state fish hatchery in Marquette are a few thousand skinny gray fish. They're skittish.
Movement above them definitely puts stress on them and scares them, so they're kind of in a dark, quiet, three tanks here in a dark, quiet area.
Jim Oho runs the facility for the Department of Natural Resources, and for the past few months, he's been taking care of these fish every day.
They're growing, doing well, very low mortalities, almost non-existent mortalities.
These young, healthy fish are Arctic grayling. They came all the way from Alaska. Nicole Watson went there to collect fish eggs from a river near Fairbanks. She brought them back with her on the plane.
They're my little carry-ons. You get plenty of odd looks from other people on the plane when you are carrying a styrofoam box that says live animals.
Nicole is a fishery scientist at Michigan State University who studies Arctic grayling. The fish hatched in her lab and spent some time in quarantine before they made it to Marquette this fall. And there are a lot of people and money invested in these little fish. That's because there hasn't been a population of grayling in Michigan for more than a century. And that would be shocking to people living here 200 years ago. Back then, the state's rivers were teeming with grayling.
There's records of people just catching them and putting them up on a pile on the bank and just leaving them to rot.
The fish were shipped down to restaurants in Chicago and Detroit, and they were a big draw for tourists because they're easy to catch.
And it wasn't just like going out and catching, you know, 10 to 20 fish. It was going out and catching hundreds of fish repeatedly over and over.
At the same time, in the 1800s, the logging industry was mucking up their habitat, and the state was stocking fish like brown trout, who were suddenly competing with grayling for food. By the early 1900s, there were no grayling left in the Lower Peninsula. The last one was caught in the UP in 1936. And people have been trying to reintroduce these fish in Michigan basically ever since. There was a big push in the 1950s and again in the late 80s, but researchers kept running into the same problem. The fish would just disappear.
They just put them in, and then when they would go out later to look for them, they didn't find them.
Troy Zorn is a fisheries biologist at the DNR. He says since the last big effort to reintroduce grayling in Michigan, researchers have learned a lot about these fish. And in places like Montana, they've tried raising grayling eggs in buckets next to streams, not a hatchery. Right after the fish emerge from their eggs, they swim out a little exit hole. And this method has worked. The grayling came back to the stream as adults to reproduce. And what might be going on here is really cool. Troy says these baby fish could be forming this powerful memory of the water as their home. It's called imprinting.
What they're getting a snapshot of is the scent of the water. So the chemicals in the water. And they, the signature of the smell of that water, they somehow lock that away in their brain. You know, it's pretty amazing.
So back at Marquette, all the grayling at the hatchery there, they won't be going into any rivers or streams in Michigan. They're what's called broodstock, the moms and pops. Once they grow up and reproduce, researchers like Troy will put their eggs into streams, where they think the fish have the best shot at survival. Then, hopefully, this next generation of little fish will grow up and return to spawn. That's the plan.
I think there's a decent chance of success, but it's not a sure chance by a long shot.
Even if all goes well, it will be years before any grayling eggs make it into state waters. And then the little fish will have a lot to contend with, like not becoming lunch. But there will be many people rooting for them. And maybe this time, they'll stick around. I'm Lexi Krupp.